Hey, Sabrina, you're home.
Just in time for our Cinco de Mayo celebration.
Cinco de Mayo? It was just El New Year's.
We know, but while the rest of New England is complaining about the weather, we are turning up the heat a little south of the border fiesta.
Crispy flauta?
No, gracias. You guys are weird.
Well, excuse us for having fun.
We were going to ask you to join us.
But if you're too uptight...
Don't say that. There's nothing worse than when your parents call you uptight.
Come on, loosen up. You know you want to wear a sombrero. Now, try an ole.
Ole. Yeah, that was sort of fun. All right, I'm in. Where's the salsa?
Over here, but it's kind of spicy.
I think I can handle it, Kat.
Feels warmer in here already.
We'll be back in minutes.
So, R equals 7 plus 11 over 2, or 9. And R equals 7 minus 11 over 2, or minus 2. That's it. I've reached my chalk limit for the day. What is it, Sabrina?
I have a question.
I know that. That's why I said, what is it, Sabrina?
Well, in that problem, the roots turn out to be round numbers, but what if the roots turn out to be irrational?
Irrational? You mean like teenage girls? Just express those roots in radical form.
You mean as a fraction?
Didn't you read the textbook?
Yeah, but it's kind of confusing.
Well, let's find out who's confused and who isn't by having a little test tomorrow. Aww. And you can all thank Sabrina for it.
I was just trying to learn.
Yellow.
Mr. Salem
speaking.
It's Shelley.
Shelley? Zelda, you never guess who called. I'll give you a hint. Shelley.
Shelley, your ex-girlfriend, the one who left you?
She didn't leave me. She just needed some time by herself.
2 decades.
3. But, and I repeat but, from the sound of her voice, I'd say she has crawling back on her mind.
I see. Did you happen to mention that you're a cat now?
Is it that noticeable?
Oh, not again. Pilda, stop that!
It wasn't me.
Sabrina?
What's wrong?
Mr. Rothwell's giving us a huge math test tomorrow. So now I have to go memorize formulas like X equals Y me.
You watch that finger, young lady.
Negative B plus or minus the square root of B squared minus 4AC over 2A.
Shake your whammy, fanny, funky song, funky song. Shake your whammy.
Harvey.
What?
You're singing a funky song. Now it's going to be stuck in my head during the whole test.
Sorry, I didn't even know I was doing it.
Well, I'm really nervous, so please don't sing.
Okay.
Negative B plus or minus the square root of B. I hear you thinking it.
I can't think it?
Not while I'm studying.
Can I at least finish this verse?
Yeah, but hurry up.
Okay, done.
Good. Negative B plus or minus the square root of B. I hate Rothwell.
Look, Sabrina, you know this stuff. You know you know it. You just have to relax.
I can't. Do you see this? This is me freaking out. Okay, now please, can I just study?
I promise, I won't make a noise.
You can turn the page.
Gordy, hurry.
Wait! How do I find the slope of a line?
Oh, it's easy. You just... I lost it. The slope slipped.
I thought we had more time.
Much better. M equals... I knew that. Shake your whammy, Fanny. Okay, M equals Y sub 2 minus Y sub 1 over X sub 2 minus X sub 1.
You saved my life.
Thank me later. Right now, move!
Move, move, move!
5, 4, 3, 2.
F!
Where am I?
The
I think she stopped to help that girl in the wheelchair.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's get started. Test consists of 15 questions for a possible 100 points. First five are worth 9 points. Next five, 8 points. Last five are little three-pointers. You may begin. What was that?
I dropped my pencil.
Oh, please, I know what's going on here. You're leaning over to look at your neighbor's test.
No, I...
That's it. Come sit at my desk. You'll take the test there. Then I won't have to worry about you cheating.
But I've never cheated on a test in my life.
Then there should be no problem.
Okay, get to work. Negative B plus or minus...
Funky song, funky song.
Harvey? Why did I study with Harvey? Because he's cute. I wonder if we'll get married. No. Pay attention. Negative B plus or minus... I hate Rothwell. Oh, no. Can you hear me think? I've got to relax. Can't tense up. Why is everyone writing so loud? Why did Napoleon want to rule by himself? No, math. Stick to math. You know this stuff. You can do this. Negative B. What?
Pencils down. Time's up.
Then add one macadamia nut and he will have an expanding butt.
What's going on? I heard an explosion.
Oh, you're just making soup.
No, I'm stirring up a little revenge for Mr. Rothwell.
What happened?
So humiliating. He made me take the test in front of the whole class.
Like some sort of zoo monkey?
Yeah. Coco hate teacher men. Anyway, I know I fucked, so I'm giving an expanding butt until I can find the perfect revenge spell.
Well, you know, nothing says payback like just desserts.
The spell that guarantees he'll get what's coming to him.
But it's only to be used as a last resort. You might want to try to deal with him the mortal way first.
You mean TP his house?
No, talk to him.
I don't want to. You talk to him.
Mr. Rothwell?
Yes.
Hi, I'm Hilda Spellman, Sabrina's aunt. I wanted to talk to you about the test that she took today.
Excellent timing. I just finished correcting them. I'll find hers.
Oh, thanks. See, she's upset because she thinks she failed, but I know she didn't because she's very bright and she studied so hard.
She got an F.
That's impossible! Are you sure you added it up right?
Miss Spellman, I'm a math teacher, but feel free to double check. There are 15 questions. First five worth 40 points. Next five worth 45. And the last five worth 15. Sabrina got 2 of the biggies, 3 of the middies, and 1 of the babies. For grand total 45 points, what percent of 100?
Oh, I have 15 questions, 100 points. Here are 2. I have no idea.
45%. Geez, no wonder she failed.
But I didn't have a chance to study for this meeting. More lizard's leg. And don't skimp on the howlet's wing.
It's been in this jar of cocktail onions. It's been in the fridge forever.
Yeah.
What smells so sweet?
Revenge.
It's time to teach Mr. Rothwell a lesson. Mm.
With a number 2 cauldron? It can't be that serious.
It is.
Keep stirring.
Wait, there's been a breakdown in communication. I will go talk to him as physicist to algebra teacher, and we will work this out logically. And no one seeks vengeance until I get back.
Can we at least make his butt a little bigger?
As big as you want it to be.
I wanted to discuss this rationally, but you're making it hard.
Hey, she failed the test. What do you want me to do about it?
But the circumstances were unfair.
Look, if it makes you feel better, you can blame this on me, but I think we both know these problems start at home.
What problems?
Hey, if a kid can't master the quadratic equation, that says to me, dysfunctional family.
We function just fine.
Tell it to a social worker. And if you'll excuse me, I have to get to the gym.
This is so great. Thank you so much for backing me up.
Well, you were 100% right about this guy.
Please, no percentages.
Is it revenge yet?
It's really spiteful. Let's finish the spell. Hilda, you do the honors.
Adder's fork and blind worm's sting, lizard's leg and howlet's wing. For a charm of powerful trouble, fire burn and cauldron bubble. Take it away, Sabrina.
Fair is foul and foul is fair. Hover through fog and filth the air. Now what?
Wait and see.
You cackled. This is gonna be so cool.
Weird. Rothwell is never late. Maybe he called in sick. Or maybe he had car trouble.
Or maybe the earth yawned and swallowed him up. It could happen.
Oh, toothpicks.
I am late for the first time in my life because I've been the victim of a great injustice.
Yes.
I got a speeding ticket.
Speeding ticket? Three witches in a number 10 cauldron and the best we could do was a stupid speeding ticket?
Maybe the lizard's leg wasn't fresh. I thought it smelled funny.
Great. Rothwell will probably just go to court and weasel out of it.
Court? The spell is working. He'll find his just desserts there.
Let's go early and get good seats.
And don't worry, justice will be served.
Oh, yeah? Then how come his butt deflated?
What do you think, red Lamborghini? This has to impress my ex-girlfriend, Shelley.
Sure. Now all you have to do is lose the paws, the whiskers, and the fur.
Hey, so what if I'm a cat? This car says I got it going on.
It's a travesty of justice, sir. I mean, I know red. Red is the color of rage. And that light was not red. It was yellow. Yellow is the sunshine.
Well, in light of your flowery prose and the fact that the arresting officer didn't show, I'll cut your fine in half.
Half? Sir, half an injustice is still an injustice.
Case closed. This court is in recess.
Wait, come back here. I want that judge. He was easy.
Mr. Rothwell?
Do I know you?
Well, of course you wouldn't recognize me. I mean, not without tears streaming down my face like a harsh, unforgiving rain. I'm Clifford Weaver, your former algebra student.
Wait, you're a novelist now. You wrote Rage Against the System. I loved that book. It was full of hate.
There's Mr. Rothwell. Oh, I think that's for us.
Either that's part of the spell or the bailiff keeps stakes.
I bet that's our judge.
In the refrigerator?
Yes. Which judges take turns in the deep freeze to prevent media bias? For example, Judge Samuels has been in here since 1956.
Wow, a man untouched by CNN.
Now, that's a good night's sleep.
Hi, Judge Samuels. Here's the deal. We are...
Shh! Not a word. I must stay pure for the law. Just a cup of cocoa, and I'm in business. Order! One more outburst like that and I'll... All right. I'm ready. Court is in session. Jeremy Rothwell, you are charged with violating Vehicular Code Section 16-4, driving at an unsafe speed. How do you plead?
Not guilty.
You're also charged with violation of the Existential Code, Section 63-B, multiple counts of being mean and unfair. How do you plead?
What is this? I never heard of an existential code.
You have to read the fine print. How do you plead?
Not guilty.
Ha!
Plea entered. Strike the ha. Prosecution may present its case. Are the people present?
Where are the people?
We are. Cool.
Sabrina, what are you doing here?
Didn't you hear? Where are the people?
Proceed.
Thank you, Your Honor. The people would like to call as their first witness... Clifford Weaver.
Minty fresh from a lady. I'd be more nervous if I weren't so good looking.
And yes, he failed me. But, I mean, listen to those words. He failed me. Throw the book at him, Judge.
Thank you, Clifford.
Your Honor, I'd like to cross-examine this witness.
Well, then proceed.
Clifford, you wrote the book Rage Against the System, correct?
Correct.
And isn't it true that the New York Times picked you as the best of the new breed of angry young writers?
I resent that moniker, but yes.
But what made you angry, Clifford? Was it your mother holding your hand? Was it the librarian patting your head? Or was it me? I gave you that anger. I spoon-fed you that rage. I made you what you are today. You should thank me!
You never helped me! That's a lie!
No further questions.
I've never been so angry in my life. That's my second novel.
Quick, call another witness.
The people call... the arresting officer.
So he was speeding?
Definitely.
And was he mean?
Mean?
Mean, disagreeable, unkind, knavish, mean!
Well, he threw his registration at me. Then he muttered under his breath, "What a jerk." But I heard him. I have really good ears.
And lovely eyes.
Thank you! No further questions. The people call our next witness. Sabrina Spellman.
Well, normally I don't like to say bad things about people, but as I am under oath, Mr. Rothwell's completely unfair. He doesn't like kids, he doesn't like math, he doesn't like teaching, and he doesn't like chalk.
These are very serious charges. Have you any proof?
I could call my friend Gordy.
Proof, any proof?
It doesn't exist. Mr. Rothwell's unfairness lies only in the hearts and minds of those students whose love of math he has destroyed.
Including yours, Sabrina?
It's too early to tell, but there is a chance that for the rest of my life, I will fear math. I will sweat every time I have to calculate a tip. I will put off balancing my checkbook. I will play blackjack, but I will not understand it.
If you understood it, you wouldn't play it. Thank you. You may step down. Counselor, are there any other witnesses?
The people rest.
Would the defendant like to make a closing statement?
Yes, I would.
Your Honor, I'm not a babysitter. I'm paid to teach math, and that is what I do. Yes, I could be more sensitive, but let's face it. The world is full of people like me. People who choose favorites. People who don't accept excuses. People who are unfair. Well, life is unfair, and I'm just helping my students to get used to that.
Mr. Rothwell, just one last question. Do you intend to teach high school for the rest of your life?
Are you kidding? I'm just doing this till I can start up my own software company.
Thank you. Well, I shall return with my decision and a fresh cup of cocoa.
Flowers, soft lights, what's missing? Oops! Almost forgot.
Oh, yeah.
I've reached my decision. With respect to the existential code violation, this court finds you not guilty due to insufficient evidence. With respect to the vehicular code violation, the court finds you guilty as charged.
Aw, nuts.
But we'll waive the usual $40 fine and instead sentence you to a lifetime of teaching high school algebra.
What? That's not fair.
Case closed.
No!
This trial shall be stricken from all mortal memory. Court is adjourned.
Wait a second. How can being sentenced to teaching high school be sufficient punishment?
Because it's the worst thing Mr. Rothwell can imagine.
But now kids are going to be stuck with him year after year.
Well, whether he means to or not, he teaches a valuable lesson.
Some people are just jerks.
Yes. But if you study hard and you don't let him get to you, you'll pass algebra. And then you can forget it. But he's trapped in math forever.
So he did get his just desserts.
Mm-hmm. And now I think we should get frozen desserts.
Door's open.
Salem?
I don't believe it. You look even more stunning than the last time I saw you.
It's so good to see you, too.
No, stay back.
Why?
You said you wanted to talk, so let's talk.
You want to talk? You have changed.
You could say that.
Is that your cat?
That? Yes. They make incredible companions, you know. So, what's on your mind?
Us. And how we broke up. See, at the time I felt shut out. You were so consumed with global conquest, and I resented taking a backseat to world domination. But here it is 30 years later, and now I realize that you were the best thing that ever happened to me.
Go on.
I know it's kind of sudden, but I think we should give it another try.
I don't see why not. I care about you. You care about me.
Enough words. Salem, hold me.
Oh, Shelley.
Oh, no, you can't. Get off me. Salem.
I can explain.
Salem, is that you?
Yes.
You're a cat?
Technically.
Who's your friend? A mannequin? How long were you expecting this to fool me?
Another 30 seconds? Well, all right, look. I got caught and they sentenced me to 100 years as this.
This is not what I had in mind.
We can work it out.
Sorry, Cat. This is goodbye. I loved you.
But I'm better now. I like to snuggle. I have great night vision and I'm super, super clean. It's so unfair.
Which equals the square root of negative 4 or 2i. Got it. Perfect.
You seem a lot more relaxed today.
Yeah, well, I decided I'm not going to let Rothwell get to me. And you know, I'm even feeling a little sorry for him. Did you hear the financing fell through in a software company?
Have you noticed how big his butt's gotten?
No. Okay, last problem. Shake your whammy, fanny, funky song, funky song.
Shake your whammy, fanny, funky song.
Shh. Sorry. Poor Salem. Are you gonna be okay?
I guess. With time. No.
Don't worry, you'll be happy again soon.
Please, Shelley was the love of my life. What would ever replace her in my heart?
Maybe this'll help.
A giant ball of yarn? Oh, this is the best ever!
I thought you'd like it.
Like it? I don't even remember her name.